Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You've probably noticed gas prices are rising, and depending on where you live, you could soon be paying more than $3 a gallon at the gas pump. Prices overall have jumped up more than 30% from a year ago when lockdowns kept more people in their homes and out of their cars. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan to talk more about this. Hey, Seth.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So the latest data from AAA shows that the average gasoline prices right now is about like $2.88 a gallon. Just a year ago, the average price of gas hovered above $2 a gallon. There are a couple of things driving this increase, but let's start with the price of oil right now. What's happening there?
Right. Always one of the big factors. And crude oil is near its highs for the past year. It's not particularly expensive in historical terms. It was far more expensive, for example, back in 2008, and gas prices themselves were higher then too, but far higher than it was for much of the past year. You might remember momentarily, at least technically, it was below zero at one moment early in the pandemic, and now we're up above $60 a barrel consistently.
How is this playing out at the pump around the country? Where is gas more expensive compared to other places?
So if you're looking at places where gas is already up above $3 a gallon, we're talking Pennsylvania, Illinois, Arizona, Utah, Nevada. California is pushing $4 a gallon, always among the most expensive states, and no exception this time. On the other hand, the Gulf Coast states tend to be cheap. Mississippi gas just $2.61 a gallon on average, according to AAA.
Okay, so let's go to the second factor driving up gas prices. Back in the summer, prices usually go up during the summer, as people drive longer distances for vacations. What are the projections for travel this summer and the impact that it will have on the gasoline supply?
Yeah, every indication telling you that people will be traveling more this summer in general. Airlines have already indicated that demand is up. We're a bit early to have the very specific forecasts. Like, you know, AAA will come out sometime in a couple of months and give their very precise expectations. But there's every reason to think that as vaccinations increase, that people will continue traveling more, just as we've already seen during the spring break period.
Well, will oil companies plan to drive up production to meet this demand?
Quite the contrary. From their perspective, demand is finally recovering to meet the supply. It's been a tough year for them, good in that respect for consumers, with all the other bad things we've dealt with, right, that at least gas prices weren't so high. But they see this as just finally getting back to where they can perhaps make some money. And the long-term expectations, too, are that, you know, with electric vehicles coming online and all the rest of it, that demand for gasoline might have peaked. So don't look for them to ramp up production rapidly anytime soon.
Okay, I have about 50 seconds with you, but the price of gas hasn't hit $3 a gallon since 2014. I mean, people are eager to get out as vaccines become more available and restrictions lift. So will it matter to drivers that they're paying more?
Well, it's always a factor, right? It's one of the things that people consider when they make their decisions about whether and where to travel. But on the other hand, when gas prices are rising, that often coincides with just a better economy in general. You know, there's a chicken and egg situation here where gas prices rise because people partly have more money in their wallets. So sometimes when gas is very cheap, that's when people aren't traveling.
Seth Kaplan, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.